This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're entering the marketplace of liberty. The conservative cartel starts right now. Here are your hosts, Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, welcome to the conservative cartel, hour number two. That's right, hour number one is in the banks, hour number two is up and rolling. I am Chris X, along with Matt Locke. We've got an Iranian nuclear deal that is just falling apart. Yeah, that's the part the lefties want to leave out. They want to talk about that. We've got North Korea sending American hostages back to the U.S. Mike Pompeo's on a plane with them right now. Trump is working the art of the deal. And if you want to join us here on the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and myself, 202-866-7466 is the Patriot Mobile Hotline. That's 202-866-7466. Matt, we got a whole lot more to cover this hour. We barely touched on, we haven't even talked about the primaries yet.
We didn't even scratch the surface of this show. I mean, that's the crazy thing. But I wonder, we've been talking about Iran. We're talking about what's going on, and, you know, Chris, the left wants you to believe that Donald Trump is stupid.
They really do.
And yet we've got three hostages from North Korea heading back on a plane with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo right now.
Yep. And once again, the North Korean nuclear bomb deal is basically what it was, is now no longer. Trump has killed that. The Obamacare mandate. I mean, he is slowly but surely just destroying Obama's legacy. Remember that correspondence dinner where Trump was a guest and they made fun of him?
Yeah.
You know, they probably shouldn't have done that. I'm just saying. Hindsight's 20/20, right?
Well, it's amazing because I was reading something on Facebook the other day. I follow several influential people on Facebook that I look up to. And they normally have inside stuff, you know, they have inside information on things. And one of my deals that I follow, he literally said, "I am surprised the deep state has not taken Donald Trump out yet."
You know, it's weird.
Look at what he's done, Chris. Look at what he's affected. Look at the change he has brought about. Look at what he is doing to the deep state. Look at what he is unraveling of the Obama legacy. Look at what he has got accomplished. And we're sitting here talking about 90% negativity in news.
Should I read a couple of tweets here?
Yes.
Just in the last few minutes?
Let's do it.
Anyway, we got the most recent one we have here is 3 hours ago, and it's Donald Trump at real Donald Trump. Secretary Pompeo and his quote unquote guests will be landing at Andrews Air Force Base at 2 a.m. in the morning. I will be there to greet them. Very exciting.
Isn't that amazing?
Those guests are hostages that have been held, American hostages, in North Korea, and now they're being turned over. And I want to say this again to make sure it doesn't get glossed over. Look at the difference by what happened to, say, Otto Warmbier and how he was sent back compared to when. And first of all, he was there for 2 years under the Obama administration.
And they did nothing.
And they did nothing.
Nothing.
Trump got them brought back before he died, and then now you got these guys, and we're hearing they're in very good health. Slight different approach, isn't it?
It's amazing. It is so amazing to see. And the big thing was, in the presidential campaign, who's going to answer the call at 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
Donald Trump is going to be on the tarmac at Andrews Air Force Base welcoming these folks back. Hillary Clinton, she's going to be in a liquor bottle.
We learned from Benghazi that not only was Barack Obama not answering the phone at 3 a.m., neither was Hillary Clinton, Secretary of the State at the time, back in 2012, okay? And then they also said they laughed. They completely laughed in Mitt Romney's face when he said Russia was the biggest geopolitical threat. Now they're all running around screaming Russia, Russia, Russia all day, every day. And then here you have this guy that they claimed was an idiot, and he's anything but. He is dumping chumps. Trump dumps chumps. That is all he does, and he points it out on Twitter on a regular basis. And it's, once again, another treat, a tweet, which is actually a treat. The fake news is working overtime. Just reported that despite tremendous success we're having with the economy and all things else, 91% of the network news about me is negative. Fake. why we work so hard in working with the media when it is corrupt. Take away credentials? Credentials?
Now, see, there, and that kind of stuff leads the left to say dictatorship. Oh, my God, he wants to suppress the they hyperventilate. The press needs to be free. Is the press really free in this country?
They've made it very clear that not only, first of all, are they free, second of all, they are as partisan as hell, and they continue to work on one particular party, and they're not stopping. They are not stopping, and they don't want to.
And you've got the last tweet here that Ron put up before you read that one, where Trump says, I am pleased to inform you that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the air and on his way back from North Korea with the three wonderful gentlemen that everybody's looking forward to meeting.
Yeah.
It also says, look, they seem to be in good health, Otto Warmbier. Also, good meeting with Kim Jong-un. Date and place set. Mm-hmm. For what? For brokering denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Holy cow!
It's funny because, and it's not funny. This is
amazing.
It is amazing, and this is really important stuff that has been glossed over by so many politicians, once again playing politics. Matt and I have said this many times. Donald Trump, even though he's a Republican now, he's very apolitical.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about politics. He's up there doing what he does because he cares about this country and the people of this country. A lot of people doubted that. A lot of people hate him for that because they want to be globalists or whatever Alex Jones wants to say. Nonetheless, he is making it very clear that he is working on behalf of America and American interests, something that has been lost for a long time in politics today.
It's amazing to watch a results-oriented person get results. It just goes to show you, Chris, that our politicians could get results if they actually had any moral compass or any reason to do so, other than their own interest.
No, you're absolutely right. We're watching, and I keep joking, you know, doing the Trump dumps chumps, because it's a great slogan, Trump dumps chumps. But the funny thing is watching all of these people that are supposed to be so smart and so vastly superior than the rest of us, and Donald Trump is simply orange Neanderthal, and he can't. But what happens? He's running circles around these clowns, not only with energy, not only with intellect, but what he's getting accomplished here domestically as well as foreign. It's really incredible. When we look back on this, it's hard to see the car wreck for what it is when you're in the middle of it.
Right.
But this isn't a car wreck. This is the undoing of car wreck after car wreck after car wreck. And so far, he just keeps on winning, doesn't he?
Well, and the fantastic thing is people are asking who these three hostages are. So let me tell you who they are. These three hostages, the one gentleman is Kim Dong-chul. He's a South Korean-born U.S. citizen and former Virginia resident who was sentenced in April of 2016 to 10 years in prison with hard labor after being convicted of espionage. He reportedly ran a trade and hotel service company in Rasan, a special economic zone on North Korea's border with Russia. Tony Kim was detained at Pyongyang's airport in April of 2017 and accused of unspecified hostile acts against the regime, unspecified, of course.
Yeah.
He taught accounting at Pyongyang University of Science and Technology. And then the third hostage is Kim Hak-song, an ethnic Korean born in China, was detained in May of 17 for hostile acts again. He worked in agricultural development at an experimental farm run by Pyongyang University of Science and Technology, which was founded in 2010 with donations from Christian groups. Those are the three men that have been detained in North Korea. Now, what do you see that is similar amongst them? There's no specific charges, just hostile acts.
Yeah, and that's how these foreign governments, especially run by dictators, tend to work. You don't have American rights over there, and these guys, or any rights for that matter, in North Korea, which is very dangerous and very sad. But here's the thing. These guys are coming back in one piece,
yep,
coming back healthy,
yep,
compared to, as we mentioned, the American detainee, Otto Warmbier, who went over there, came back with severe brain damage, looked as though he had been severely tortured after being sentenced to 15 years in prison with hard labor for supposedly trying to steal a propaganda poster.
Yep.
He was a 21-year-old kid,
yeah,
and he came back and died within a week,
yeah,
because of the whatever abuse he endured over there. It's no secret that North Korea is a very bad, dangerous place. That seems to be changing now. And why is it changing? Our South Korean president told us this and many other leaders, because Donald Trump went in and has brokered a deal. say what you want. I made the joke that God loves Donald Trump. If truly that mountain they were testing their nuclear facilities in North Korea collapsed on its own because of their idiocy and that led to this, whatever. You know what? There's a whole lot more to this that we're going to find out years and years down the road, and I have a feeling it's all going to reflect pretty well on Mr. Trump.
Of course it is. I mean, that's the amazing thing. And we're living in amazing times. You know, producer Ron and I were having a frank conversation this morning driving into the studio, and he literally asked me, what does the left stand for? Why is the left doing this? Why would the left so adamantly go to war or fight for this Iran deal that is a complete utter farce?
It's a disaster.
It's Obama's legacy. I saw a meme the other day on Facebook, which I giggled about because it says now that Donald Trump has undone all of Obama's legacy, the only thing he has left is that boys are peeing in girls' restrooms. That's it. That's all he has. The guy was an absolute and utter failure. And if you go back and look at history, Chris, what did Ronald Reagan do as soon as he came into office? He got the Iran hostages negotiated and back to America because Jimmy Carter couldn't do it.
You know, it's interesting looking once we mentioned Barack Obama, and he was a disaster. And the only reason the lefties won't say it's because he fit those particular check marks that they wanted. He was diversity, and he was this, and he was that, and he was articulate and well-spoken, and it was all of these things, okay? They're not going to admit that guy was highly unqualified, had no business doing the job, and now a guy that has no political experience whatsoever is running rings around his administration in less than 2 years.
That's the problem.
That's why they hate Trump so much.
That's right there, Chris. You just hit it right on the head. That is the problem. Donald Trump is showing you and I, the regular citizen of this country, that you don't need to be a politician to get results, and that the politicians that have been serving us have been jokes, and they've been doing their own thing. You can only take two things away from this. Either the politicians that we currently had before Donald Trump couldn't do their job because they were inept, or they didn't do their job because it didn't suit their fashion. That is what you're finding out today with Donald Trump. Donald Trump's not taking any money. He's putting America first, and he's showing the world that the politicians that have been representing us for years don't care about you and I. They care about themselves and how they can line their pockets.
Yeah, there's something we're going to get into a little bit more later, and I want to work our way towards these primaries because I know you brought this up and it's very important, is that negative coverage by the media. Once again, the lefties and the media, which are lefties, are going to continue to cover Donald Trump at a 90%+ negative ratio to try to convince as many people that he's inept, he's wrong, he's terrible. They're going to continue to do this. Can you imagine, just for one second, if President, say, Barack Obama was here and he brought hostages home from North Korea, if he got these deals done with China,
there'd be parades.
Exactly.
There would be parades. I mean, people, he would be the emperor, dude. The coverage would be fawning to forever.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Instead of doing the things that he did, if he was doing what Donald Trump just did, jobs, companies bringing their money back to the country, doing all of these things, helping the low unemployment, you've got the North Korean. Can you imagine how quickly they would have awarded him 15 more Nobel Peace Prizes for brokering peace with North and South Korea?
It would be unbelievable. The fawning would never end. It would be so disgusting, you'd want to throw up every day watching the mainstream media. Look, don't go anywhere. We're going to transition here. We had Super Tuesday yesterday. We're going to get into those results. Blue wave or a red wall? Here's what we're going to talk about. Chris X, Matt Lott, the conservative cartel. We're rolling on this hump day. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the Conservative Cartel.
In a world filled with selfie sticks, pumpkin spice lattes, and reality TV, it's good to get away from it all. I've learned so much from BattleBox. While my wife receives monthly lip balm and glittery lotion, I'm receiving items that could actually save our lives. BattleBox has introduced me to new brands and new products that haven't even been released yet. And in this world today, you just never know when you're going to need it.
Visit BattleBox.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. so I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough, because I have my pillow, and I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-817.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
The Conservative Cartel. Here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Welcome back to The Conservative Cartel. We'll roll along. Hour 2, alongside of Chris X, I am Matt Locke. If you'd like to be part of the program, the Patriot Mobile Hotline is open. 202-866-7466. If you get a moment, head over to patriotmobile.com. And if you're looking for phone service, you're looking for a phone, these are the folks you need to be talking to. They're conservative. They give a portion of your bill to conservative causes. And if you use the coupon code CARTEL, you will get your $30 activation fee waived. So head over to patriotmobile.com or give them a call, 800-A-PATRIOT. Fantastic company. You need to support them. We need more conservative companies to get behind, because they actually take their money and they do great things with it. So I head over there. But Chris, we're going to transition. This is a short segment, so I want to set up Super Tuesday, because yesterday I was live tweeting. We had primaries, both Republican and Democrat, in the states of Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, in North Carolina. And some big things happened yesterday. Now, the left wants you to believe, Chris, that there's this big blue wave coming this election cycle.
They've been telling us this for months now.
For months. And we watched that big blue wave evaporate in the great state of Texas. It was nowhere to be found.
Yep.
And we're now seeing in these four states no blue wave. I mean, I want to give you some numbers real quick before we get into the actual implications of what's going on. State of Indiana, where I'm from, I followed this race closely. Mike Braun pulled that race out, by the way, on the Republican side over Luke Messer and Todd Rokita, which is crazy because those two guys, they split their vote, which is nuts. If they wouldn't have, if one or the other would have ran, they would have easily won. They got over 300,000 votes to Braun's 200,000. Yeah. But individually, they split the vote and couldn't beat him. Now, Mike Braun is a businessman. He's not a politician, right in the mold of what's going on with Donald Trump. He financed his own campaign. He ran ads. He was on the local radio station up there, WoWo, that I sit in on for. I've listened to the guy. I don't know him well, but he has good business background. So once again, you got a pro-MAGA candidate coming into Indiana. Now, the crazy thing is, and by the way, Joe Donnelly ran unopposed. He only got 280,000 votes to the 500,000 on the Republican side. They doubled him. Now, granted, Democrats probably didn't come out because he was unopposed. I will give you that. Did 240,000 of them not come out because he was unopposed? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
You had a big upset in Ohio, by the way. Richard Corday actually bested Dennis Kucinich, who is the governor of Ohio right now. Beat him going away. Beat him like a rented mule.
Dennis the Kucinich lost?
Lost by 40%. It wasn't even close. So we're going to get into that. West Virginia was the big story. Don Blankenship, remember him? The coal baron who, he came up with the nickname for Mitch McConnell of Cocaine Mitch.
Oh, yeah.
I think Trump didn't like him just because he came up with a better nickname than Trump could.
It's possible.
Because we know Mitch McConnell and Elaine Chao, who happens to be Chinese, are taking millions from the Chinese. And Don Blankenship ran on that, by the way, and did relatively well. He got 20% of the vote, but Patrick Morrissey, who was another Trump pick, got that done in West Virginia. And then North Carolina was what it was. North Carolina's purple. It's not really some place that Republicans do well, and they didn't really give us the result. But we're going to dig deep into this. I want to talk about the Indiana race in particular, the West Virginia race, because there's some things going on here that are good for the Republican Party. So stick around. The Conservative Cartel's warming up. Hour two. Don't go anywhere. The Patriot Mobile hotline is open. 202-866-7466. Chris X, Matt Lock, The Conservative Cartel. We'll be back.
This is The Conservative Cartel with Matt Lock and Chris X.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's nominee to run the CIA is getting her confirmation hearing on Capitol Hill. Gina Haspel is front and center before the Senate committee, where Virginia Democrat Mark Warner said he supports her, although he wants to find out more about her role in enhanced interrogation techniques after 9/11.
While I remain disappointed that the agency was not more forthcoming, in providing and declassifying information about our service. She has served our nation for 33 years.
In her opening remarks, Haspel vowed not to restart harsh interrogation policies if she was confirmed. If she is, she'll be the first woman to lead that agency. North Korea has released three Americans it's been holding. They're heading home now with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and should arrive outside Washington at about 2 p.m. Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is the Conservative Cartel. Now, here's Matt Locke and Chris X.
Oh yeah, welcome back to the Conservative Cartel. I am Chris X, along with Matt Locke. You've reached the final half hour of the program. You better, if you want to get in on that Patriot Mobile hotline, you better jump in now. 202-866-7466. 202-866-7466. In the last segment, Matt was breaking down the primaries. And, Matt, I wanted to let you know as we kick it off, because I know we're going to go a little bit more into this. These primaries, I was watching CBS this morning. I like to watch the lame streams on occasion.
Yeah.
Just to see what they have to say. And I saw it was killing them as they were admitting, it looks like Republicans will maintain the House in the upcoming midterms.
Oh, they're just now figuring that out?
It's killing them. They were so upset to have to admit it. They were trying to hide their emotions, but you could just see they were as glum as they could.
Well, Chris, the numbers speak for themselves. Now, I told you, in Indiana, Joe Donnelly, who is the current senator, he's a Democrat. We have Todd Young, who's the other senator in Indiana. he's the only Democrat, really, in Indiana. And he got 287,000 votes. Uncontested.
Wait, did you say he's the only Democrat in Indiana? I might move to Indiana.
He is like the only Democrat in Indiana in any kind of federal office, I believe.
Okay,
it's crazy. But I don't know how it happened, but he comes from southern Indiana. 287,000 votes. Now, the three Republicans running against him garnered over 500,000.
You know, this is very similar to what we saw in Texas when they had this big blue wave, as you mentioned, that ran into a red wall, and Ted Cruz himself pulled in more votes than all of the Democrat candidates combined in their primary. So we saw that. I have a feeling little Beto O'Rourke, who's running, which is it's funny because he has the Mexican nickname, but he's a lily white, you know, Irish dude.
He's an Irish dude.
But nonetheless, he's running, and he's a clown, but he's got big money behind him. I have a feeling he probably whimpered a little this morning because he's seeing his chances of beating Ted Cruz going right down the drain.
Well, Chris, in Ohio, Bellwether, Ohio, because Ohio always hinges on elections.
Yes,
the Democratic Party got about 600,000 votes in their primary, and they had one, two, three, four. They had six people run.
Oh, wow.
The two people that ran on the Republican side, almost 900,000. 600, 900. I mean, there was like a 250,000 vote difference, but yet the liberal left media will tell you there's a blue wave.
Well, and they keep pushing it, and you're right, they keep running with it because that's what they want it to be. And we've learned here over the years, for those who've been paying attention to the media, is facts have no bearing upon their opinions. They're going to run, and fake news, we've got that. But you've also got this whole leftist ideology that they are eternally moving forward.
Right.
That is the only forward thing about a leftist right now, is they're forwarding their agenda. That is it. Everything else is regressive and totalitarian and is getting worse by the minute.
Well, in the only race that were even close, the only state, West Virginia.
Yeah.
The Democrats garnered about 160,000 and the Republicans garnered about 150,000. It's almost a dead statistical heat.
Yeah.
In West Virginia, because Mencken was running against a competitor. So he did not run unopposed on the Democratic ticket. They pulled in about 157,000, and on the Republican side, they pulled in about 150. The numbers just don't pan out for the left. And I got to tell you, Patrick Morrisey, who is the Attorney General of West Virginia, who is a pro-Trump candidate. Mike Braun in Indiana. You know what Mike Braun says? I'm going to Washington to get the job done, period. We're going to send a message to Senator Donnelly and the rest of Washington that politics shouldn't be a career, and if you want to change things, we need to change people we send there.
You know, it's interesting, once again, we talk about what we see regularly in the news and how it is, but we're seeing, but remember when they told us just a month or two ago about how Trump is becoming toxic? He's poison. They have to run from him.
Yep.
And the candidates that did run from him have lost.
Lost. Because Trump, and that's Steve Bannon, while you were gone, Steve Bannon came out, I think, on Monday and said, if you want to win, conservatives, I'm going to give you the game plan right now. If you want to win, you will hitch your wagon to Donald Trump. They literally put a headline. I was talking about this earlier this week, Chris. I was back in Indiana moving my wife down here to Texas, and I saw a Journal Gazette, which is the liberal left rag newspaper in Fort Wayne. One of the headlines was when they were doing the Senate debate up there with Rokita and Messer and Braun, was the headline was, who could be the Trumpiest? Bannon's right. Donald Trump has gotten results. His brand is good. It's good and it works.
Believe me, even Sloppy Steve knows if you want to win, you better embrace Trumpism. That's the way it is.
Sloppy Steve. I love that.
But
you know, the whole thing is the left, the mainstream media, Chris, wants the average citizen to believe that Donald Trump is the problem. That's that article. I mean, we can go to that article, which kind of goes to all of this, this media article that you sent. Why don't you go ahead and let's kick this off. It's fantastically crazy.
Let's dig into this. Once again, I saw this yesterday. I said, we've got to cover this. This is from newsbusters.org, which is a pretty good organization. If you don't follow them, you probably need to keep a close eye because they go through there and they're busting the fake news. In fact, they've busted a ton of it. The article goes on and says, the liberal media's war against President Trump was as fierce as ever during the first 4 months of 2018. The onslaught appears to be for naught. despite this massive hostile coverage from ABC, CBS, NBC, and I'm going to go on to throw MSNBC, CNN,
yep,
all of these different networks, Trump's overall job approval rating is actually rising from 37% in mid-December to 43% at the end of April.
And it's higher than that.
And it is higher than that. That's just what's being reported. Oh, there was another poll I read this morning, Matt, what's happening is Trump, the approval rating and everything is still going up, so they canceled their own poll. Until
yeah,
they can do
I talked
research.
About that. That was from Reuters Ipsos.
Yes.
They did a poll. They went out and surveyed people, didn't like the results, so said, oh, that's just an outlier. We're just going to have to wait for the results we like.
Exactly. So they're thrown out until they get more results. The Media Research Center has studied all broadcast evening news coverage from the president from January 1st through April 30th and found that 90% of the evaluative comments about Trump were negative. Precisely the same hostile tone that was documented back in 2017, because we saw it. Over 90%. We're not kidding. Watch the news. That's all it is. It is a nonstop Trump barrage when they're discussing politics. But unlike last year, when Real Clear Politics average depicted a slow but steady erosion in the president's job approval numbers, the public has a slightly different opinion in 2018.
Because they're not stupid.
The networks, exactly. They're watching what's happening with the economy. They're watching what's happening foreign and domestic. Even though the network's coverage is still as biased and as garbage as it is, MRC analysts examined 1,065 network evening news stories about President Trump and top members of the administration. The coverage totaled a whopping 1,774 minutes, or roughly one-third of all evening news airtime.
Can you say TDS?
Oh, my God, is it ever.
Little Trump derangement syndrome. I'm going to tell you something funny about that Reuters Ipsos poll, because I covered that story while you were gone.
Yeah.
57% of the people in this country believe President Trump's doing a fantastic job on the economy. 60% of the people in this country believe that Donald Trump is doing a fantastic job in employment and jobs. 65% of people believe Donald Trump is doing well on foreign policy. Those are numbers that the liberals can't take to you. They can't bring to you. It's their own poll. And they oversampled it, Chris, Democrats to Republicans, and still got that number.
It's killing them. And the other thing, too, is they almost, at this point now, it's funny because I know you probably have the same issue. I get around people, and I have friends that are liberals or Democrats, people that hate Trump and all that kind of stuff. And I'll get around them. When you talk to them now, their tone is very different. Uh-huh. Now it's instead of him being a complete moron in this, there's like, oh, God, man, I just don't like that guy.
Yep.
They don't like him, despite the fact the economy's better. They can't deny that. Despite the fact he's winning on foreign policy.
Yep.
Despite the fact America's moving forward.
Yep.
Despite all of these things, these higher approval ratings and stuff, they can't face the facts. Because the facts all point to, guess what? He's actually doing a far better job than that last clown did for 8 years, which they all told us that was great. Well, it considerably sucked. That's my technical term, by the way.
I'm going to tell you something that I find extremely gratifying. Because we've looked, and what did the liberal left do when Donald Trump said he's going to cut your taxes? Oh, world's going to end. It's crumbs. Nothing's going to work. You and I both know, Chris, we're free capital. We're free, you know, market capitalist, you know, conservatives. In the month of April, the United States brought in $500 billion in revenue. All-time record high.
What?
But tax cuts were supposed to take money from the government. We have the lowest budget deficit in a month in April because we're bringing in more revenue. Wait. And now Donald Trump has sent the biggest recidivative package to – it's not – it's rescission, not recidivative. That recidivative is jail. He sent the biggest cost-cutting package to the House. And what Trump is doing – remember the $1.3 trillion? That was the omnibus bill? Yeah. Presidents can send bills to Congress that cut spending out of that omnibus bill.
Uh-oh.
He just sent the largest budget-cutting projects to the House where, guess where he might be cutting spending from? Planned Parenthood might come to mind. Look what Donald Trump is doing. He's actually lowered your taxes. He has put more money in your pockets. He has put more money in the federal government's pockets because every time you lower taxes, you increase the tax base.
Well, the more money we can take out of Planned Parenthood, I'm a fan of that because I hate my tax dollars going to an organization that was designed to murder black babies before they were born. I know I'm weird. So the more we can get rid of that, I'm good with that. The other thing is it's funny because as you're talking, and once again, everybody knows I was a reluctant Trump supporter. I had other people approve it. The whole time you're talking, all I can hear in the back of my mind is Trump dumps jumps. Trump dumps chumps. It's just a chant. It's going to get out there because he continually dumps these chumps. And everything you just pointed out, the Democrats hate. They can't counter it other than, well, we're just going to go bad news, this, whatever. We're just going to cover it negative. We will not give them credit for anything.
They have nothing to run on. That's why we're seeing, I wanted to loop all that back around. That's why we're seeing the numbers that we're seeing in these primaries. That's why we're seeing the numbers that we're seeing in elections. And you and I both know, normally in an off year, normally in that primary after a new president takes office, his party normally loses seats.
Yeah.
This, Donald Trump is an enigma. He's apolitical. None of this stuff works. The media keeps using their old playbook trying to go after Donald Trump because it's always worked against regular knucklehead sleazy politicians. Donald Trump is not that guy. And the crazy thing is, Chris, I did a story earlier this week. There are 9 Senate seats that could flip from Democrat to Republican. If we flip that, that's a super majority in the Senate.
If that happens, first of all, it shatters history.
It does.
From what we've seen. Second of all, it proves Donald Trump is right on most of the things he's doing. And third of all, it absolutely destroys that leftist, false propagandistic methodology that the media continues to run with at 90%+.
Yep.
We're living in strange times. It's going to be very interesting to see how these midterms play out.
Well, and it's exactly it. These aren't normal times. Donald Trump isn't a normal president. These kind of things don't happen at this kind of pace.
He's not even a normal dude.
No, I mean, the dude is like a freaking machine. 12 Diet Cokes will do that, by the way.
Yeah, he'll make a Coke.
He's running on saccharin or whatever it is.
Whatever. I think it's NutraSweet now.
Whatever sweetener it is. But, I mean, if you look at what's been accomplished in everything that Donald Trump has done, this is anywhere from being anything normal that we've ever seen in politics.
I want to throw this out there. This is going to sound ridiculous, but this is what's happening. In September of 2012, in fact, around September 10th to September 11th, there was a terrorist attack in Benghazi, which killed our ambassador and 3 Americans. Hillary Clinton was nowhere to be found. Barack Obama went to bed that night and said, "Do not wake me up." He had a fundraiser he was going to the next morning with Beyonce and Jay-Z. Our leaders were out of pocket, were gone. You know where Donald Trump's going to be tonight or tomorrow morning at 2 a.m.? He's going to be meeting American hostages that were held in North Korea that are now being turned over because of the agreement that he has brokered. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing what real leadership is compared to what we were told was leadership for 8 years by the mainstream media. They're a joke. They're propagandistic. I'm for free media. I am not for a free media that constantly pushes one party that is anti-American.
Well, it's yellow journalism. It's not the who, what, when, where, why, how of a story. It's not the facts. It's our feelings are this. We hate Donald Trump, and the only defense we have is to attack him.
Pretty much.
And you know what? Why do liberals hate America?
You know, I guess they're ashamed of their American exceptionalism, but then you have this guy that jumps on and he goes, "Hold my Diet Coke, I'm tweeting, okay? I'm America. We love America. Liberals are stupid. Hashtag sad." This is where we are.
We are there. That's kind of funny. And he's going to be on the tarmac at 2 a.m. this morning while Hillary Clinton's in her drunken stupor. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did. All right, let's take a short break. We're going to come out and wrap up today's show. Hashtag not sad. We're not done with the conservative cartel.
You're listening to the conservative cartel.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is the Conservative Cartel with Matt Locke and Chris X.
Well, we've made it to the final segment for the Wednesday edition of the Conservative Cartel. Chris X, Matt Locke. Patriot Mobile hotline is down. We just don't have enough time. They just removed a protester from the confirmation hearings for Gina Haspel. For security guards to just whip that old man's butt. I mean, he was holding on to the rope. Like, when you go to the movie theater and the little post in the velvet rope,
yeah.
He was hanging on to that, and he isn't hanging on to that anymore.
No,
and the guy was old. He looked like he was in his 70s or 80s, but he was shouting something that I couldn't hear. By the way, a birdie just landed on my shoulder, Ron Phillips. I just got an email from Nine Line Apparel. The new Conservative Cartel T-shirts are just waiting on SKUs and should be on their website sometime tomorrow.
Oh, bam.
So if you want your Conservative Cartel Bad Hombres T-shirt, get over to 9lineapparel.com and use Cartel15. And I'm going to tell you what, please do us a favor and go blow that up. For those of you listening on USA Radio, it's got the big Conservative Cartel shield with our Bible, our AR, and our flag. There on the front and on the back, it's got Bad Hombres with two guys in sombreros with muscles.
It's a couple of bad hombres.
It's a fantastic shirt. You can get that at 9lineapparel.com. Cartel 15 will get you 15% off. And my guy over there just emailed me about 10 minutes ago and says that they should be up and ready by tomorrow.
You know, I thought, first of all, go get you those shirts. I thought at first. I was the person on the back, and then I saw the muscles, and I realized it wasn't me.
Yeah, that's what my wife said, too. She's like, who are the guys on the back? Dr. Matt. That's not you and Ron, is it? We're like, no, they got muscles, and we. It's not Chris. It's not Matt. It's not Ron. It's some guys we picked up alongside the road. Put them with some muscles, and away we go.
Couple of bad hombres is what they are.
They are a couple of bad hombres. Yeah, so you got that. Help. Chris, you know, I don't know if we're tired of winning yet.
You know, I'm not tired of all the winning. I don't know about you, but I'm not tired of all the winning. Hashtag still winning.
Still winning. But, you know, the Democratic Party said that if this Iran deal ended, that Armageddon was going to break out. That, oil prices were going to spike and it was going to be the end of the world. But yet, oil prices fell yesterday.
Wait, what?
West Texas Intermediate crude fell by 1.6%. I don't know what's going on.
Hashtag winning is what's going on still.
Iran exports about 2.6 million with an M barrels a day, a small but not insignificant amount of the total world supply. Much of it goes to Asia, particularly China. U.S. sanctions could reduce the supply by up to about half a million barrels. And according to the industry estimates, Goldman Sachs said it would potentially add $7 a barrel, but it went down by 1.5%.
And I know what's funny is the people in the oil industry, they're not happy about this because they're not making more money. But those of us who drive cars, we don't mind this so much because we don't pay more for our gas now. And as you just mentioned, what were the experts telling us?
All the experts said the stock market was going to crash when Donald Trump became president, and it's still at 24,500, whatever it is. But, Chris, here's the deal. These oil companies, they make very little margin per barrel of oil. A lot of that money goes to the government in taxes. A lot of it. Not to you, not to me, but the government for taxes. So you're paying more. I mean, I don't mind paying $2.50 a gallon of gas. I think it's probably pretty reasonable. But the economy's on fire. People have jobs. Unemployment's at the lowest it's ever been, 3.9%, by the way. Unbelievable. Less people are on welfare or on unemployment benefits, but Donald Trump, he's an absolute moron.
They just keep trying to tell us how much of an idiot he is, and it seems the more they tell us this, the more he proves who the real idiots are.
Hold my Diet Coke.
Hold my Diet Coke. I got to tweet this out.
Yep.
Hashtag, maybe I'm not so stupid. Hashtag, maybe I'm winning.
Well, I started the show with this, and I'm going to end the show with this. It is so refreshing to watch a politician, which I don't even consider Donald Trump a politician, actually do the things they said they were going to do.
Well, it is, and not only that, because we know Barack did a few things he said he was going to do, but most of it was working against America. Watching a politician that ran on a very patriotic platform, somebody who cared about America and Americans, doing exactly what he said. He has worked on behalf of us since the day he was elected, and I'm happy to see it.
Hey, that's it. 2 hours of the conservative cartel come and gone. Make sure you pay attention to our social media for the big changes coming here at the end of this week, beginning of next. Lots of stuff happening. Get over to 9lineapparel.com. Use Cartel 15. Get you one of them bad hombres t-shirts. For Ron Phillips, Chris X, I am Matt Locke. There's the producer camp. He's all done. But for today, the conservative cartel is out.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777. 800-722-7777.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.